I'm your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburdening Your Business podcast, and we're talking about leadership today, and we're talking about the three mistakes leaders make with their team. So one of the first mistakes that I think people don't even realize that we do, and I do this too, so I have to be aware and mindful of this, but we give out too much information or we create too much information, and that actually ends up overstimulating your team and yourself. I mean, how many of you are constantly on information overload? I'm also the kind of person that when I'm not consuming too much information, I'm almost looking for it because I'm so used to constantly having information flow into my brain, whether that's other podcasts, that's audiobooks, books, things that you're watching, things that you're going online for, people you're talking to, interactions, just different things like that. So thinking that if you can just keep feeding your mind, you will grow smarter and more effective. How many resources of information are you consuming daily through your emails, your texts, social, podcasts, newspaper, magazines, blogs, websites, songs, TV shows? I mean, the thing goes on and on and on. So I think one of the big ones is just really too much information, too much stimulation, and we really need to keep it simple. Imagine that also, like that happening all day to your team, and then you're trying to buy some of that information capacity, and it's all coming at them in a million directions because there's no control over the roles in your business, the processes in your business, and understanding that there's only so much that somebody can consume and at which one can perform consistently too, right? So stop contemplating it just because something, stop complicating it just because something is complex doesn't mean that it's better, or doesn't mean that now it's complex so it's more sophisticated. Like, nobody cares how sophisticated your shit is if they don't understand or can consume it in a easy to consume way. And what I mean by that is people need to actually burn calories to consume information, to comprehend information, to pay attention to information, to understand information. Like, you're legit burning brain calories, okay? And if it starts to take too many brain calories to consume or to understand something, we check out. Our brain is only going to have a certain amount of attention span, and that's why. If it's something that's really interesting to us and really something we're, you know, excited about or it's really important to us, we're going to try to burn more calories to understand this information. So the best thing you can do, whether that's with your marketing, your branding, your story, your message, the way you communicate, the way you create your processes, the way you have everything laid out, is to just keep it as simple as possible and as clear as possible and stop trying to complex things, because that doesn't mean it's better. Right? The information you pour into your brain, the more information you pour into your brain, the more that pours out. Has anybody ever had that? Like, I just had a conversation yesterday with a friend and I'm like, honey, I only have so much capacity in my brain, and like 90% of things that I try to put into my brain just pour right back out because there's just so much in there. There's no room for more. And even if I am able to insert more information into my mind, then something else is coming out, and I can't always control what that thing is that's coming out. And that might be something important I need to remember. So many people are asking too much of their minds, and working your mind on overdrive, it only works in short bursts. So the execution then becomes inconsistent, and there is a struggle, and it affects your entire enterprise. This is in despite of everyone's high hopes and efforts, and it's important to balance out the burnout within yourself as a leader as well, and as the example, and be the example to ensure that your team is on an efficient and steady pace that will win the long game, right? So business is not about the short game. We're not here to just like flip a project and, you know, sell it. I mean, maybe that is what you do in your business, but if that is what you do in your business, you're still playing the long game of continuously finding those projects and needing to become profitable and having those processes. So you really need to think of your business as the long game. This is about a marathon. And if you start running in a marathon as fast as you can, eventually you will run out of energy and endurance that you will not be able to complete the race. So those who last the longest pace themselves and understand that true success takes time. The second biggest mistake that we do as leaders is we overcoach. So don't overcoach. And what do I mean by that? There's always a temptation when you have authority and unlimited information, you can find yourself imposing your will onto your team. And it's not about what you know that accomplishes goals, it's what you do. So you want a doer, and a doer is going to outperform a Harvard grad any day of the week if that grad isn't taking action, right? So here's a tip. When in doubt, delete it. I read it in a book once. So when in doubt, delete it. That means that if it isn't absolutely critical to the success, then get rid of it and make space for better execution and efficiency so that you're not over-coaching and over-inputting, like we were just talking about, information. Or, you know, just because you have this authority, don't be tempted to try to go in there and impose your ideas and your beliefs on your team or the things that you think that they need to be doing in your business. If it's not 1,000% crucial in accomplishing the goals and making sure that they're able to go out and do what they need to do so that they're not just sitting there, whether it's consuming information, whether it's, you know, doing some kind of long drawn out process that you wanted them to do, and now they're wasting time instead of doing things that are important for your business. Like we talked about in the previous episode about the key performance indicators. You need to make sure they're practicing their free throws, not, you know, cleaning the basketball court. I don't know, that's a really weird analogy, but you understand what I'm saying. So when in doubt, delete it. Number three. When your team is performing well, that doesn't mean that it is time to tack on more things for them to do just because you think that they can handle it. So this reminds me of a story growing up, and even to this day, this is true in my family, but, you know, my younger sister had a lot more hand-holding growing up, my parents participated a lot more in her upbringing, and even to this day, a lot more super involved, constantly like asking her how she's doing, different things like that. And one day I kind of got upset about it, and I talked to my dad, and I was like, "Dad, how come you never ask me how I'm doing?" Right? Which he should, and we all should, you know, check in with family and people we love. But one of the things he said, I mean, just kind of making the story short, is that, you know, I'm the strong one and I handle so much and I'm able to take care of things. And it doesn't ever really seem like I'm in any, not danger, but like, you know, like there needs to be a concern for me. And on one hand, I was flattered because I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. Like, that's true. I am the strong one. That's like, you're damn right. But at the other hand, I'm like, no, just because we're strong doesn't mean we don't need people to check in on us, or doesn't mean that we suddenly want to take on the whole world, or doesn't mean that we're not struggling or anything like that. And so the same goes for our team where, you know, they're performing well. Great. How do we make sure we continue to allow that to happen and we don't put too much onto them? Because eventually they're going to burn out. I mean, we're all human. And I am definitely pro doing less with more. So having a team that's smaller, that can do more than having this huge enterprise of people that are not working to the capacity they could be working, right? So we want to make sure that our profit margins are good, that what we're paying for in payroll and commissions and salaries, we're getting our money's worth. But at the same time, you need to make sure that you're allowing there to be efficient processes and things done so well that your team is performing at its peak, but you don't want to trample that peak down and then suddenly it starts to diminish. So lastly, understanding that leadership is about knowing what tasks are helping keep the mission and purpose of the company at the forefront and what tasks are not. So even when they feel or seem urgent, I'm gonna say this again because this is something that is huge. even when a task seems or feels urgent, it's usually not important. So making sure that you can distinguish the difference between that. And will this task help you? Will it help you and the team reach your goals? And if not, then you don't focus time on it. So to recap real quick, one, less information, less stimulation, keep it simple. Remember that your team is already on information overload. And just because something is complex doesn't mean that it's better or more sophisticated. Two, make sure you're not overcoaching or using your authority and being tempted to impose your will onto them in any other capacity than exactly what you need them to do to be successful within your business. So when in doubt, delete it. And number three, when your team is performing well, don't try to just tackle on more things because you think you can handle it. You think they can handle it. Make sure that you're checking in with them. Make sure that you are not allowing them to also take on more than you think that they can handle. So that's it for today. I will check you on the next episode. Again, I always appreciate you hanging out. If you found value in this episode, please make sure you subscribe and also share it. And I will see you later.